Are you a micromanager, or perhaps you're micromanaged? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's episode, I want to talk about micromanagement. Now, if I ask you the question, do you like being micromanaged? Well, I have yet to find anyone in one of our classes who raises their hand and says, oh yeah, I like it when my boss micromanages me. So we know that nobody likes it. But then I've also asked, do you feel micromanaged? And about a third of people raise their hands, of course, quietly, especially if their boss is in the room. So the question is, if you're a micromanager and you don't know it, how do you figure that out and how do you stop doing it? Because you know that when you're micromanaged, the sense that you have is that your boss doesn't trust you, right? So what does micromanagement look like? Well, I often think back to road trips with my kids where they go, Dad, are we there yet? Are we there yet? When are we stopping? And it's kind of like a micromanaging boss who goes, are you done yet? Are you done yet? Oh, I wouldn't do that. I think you should do this, right? So if you end up checking in too much or too frequently, or you end up interfering with the kind of work that your team is performing, or getting too much into prescribing how they need to do it, exactly how. Now you might be saying, oh no, that's how I ensure excellence and quality. Well, when you start interfering too much in the how, your team starts to think that you don't trust them in doing the job carefully. So how do you stop micromanaging if you are a micromanager? Well, like most things, it begins with clear expectations. Because usually if your team isn't meeting your expectations, it's because they don't understand clearly what they are. So why not let them know the kind of detail you're looking for, what kind of images you might want if it's a report, what's the timetable for getting it, the level of detail. And once you do that, your team can understand, that's what's going to satisfy you at the end of the project. Then, of course, you're still allowed as a manager to check in, to observe, and to coach. But remember that you should stop kind of interfering into the details and instead pull back and focus on the end results. If the results aren't what you'd like, then you could have conversations with your team on how to deliver the results that you do want more consistently. So now we've dealt with how do you become less of a micromanager, but what about the other side? You're being micromanaged. How do you get your leader to stop doing that? Well, you can almost reverse engineer what I just talked about in terms of stopping to be a micromanager and do it in reverse and just ask your boss, hey, can you explain to me why? Now, be careful, because when you ask somebody why they're doing a certain thing, they can get a little defensive. But if you can keep your tone of voice under control, you can just say, hey, I'm just curious, help me understand this. And ask your boss why they want it done a certain way or why they check in with you as frequently as they do. Then you could reverse asking them to clarify the expectations. Hey, I want to make sure that I get this up to your standard and deliver it consistently. Can you just explain to me what your expectations are in terms of level of detail, the length of the report you're looking for, that sort of thing. And then the final thing that you need to do to stop your boss from micromanaging you is to deliver the results that he or she expects. I mean, if you deliver the results that they want, then you could probably tell them, you know, you can back off a little bit. Now, when I say back off, that sounds very inflammatory. But sometimes, if you feel that your boss doesn't trust you, they seem to be overly scrutinizing the details of how you do things, then I would suggest you need to have a conversation and say, you know, help me understand this a little bit better, because I really get the sense that you either don't like the work that I'm doing or how I'm doing it, and I want to clarify it because I want to meet your expectations consistently. And then your manager might get a little defensive at first, but overall, the end result is going to be less chance of them checking in and micromanaging and interfering your work, and more chance of you delivering on the results that you want and being able to work under a more trustworthy and have more freedom to do your work. Now, once you've figured out how to either stop being a micromanager or how to stop your boss from micromanaging you, you might decide that you want to work on some of your other leadership attributes and techniques and skills. And of course, you can do that by checking in with us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com, or you can join one of our many communities that we offer, including a podcast, the Leader Feeder podcast on iTunes, or on our Facebook community or our LinkedIn groups. You know, we want to connect with you to help you become a better leader.